Jayadev Goswami Prabhu, his Tirubhava tomorrow, Gopal Bhatta, his appearance yesterday. We hear the names of so many great Vaishnavas. And in relation to the contributions that they have made. So in the secular world, they recognize writers, poets, authors, who they feel are dealing with substantial things. But here, there are so many. I mean, are they telling something different? Or is there some connecting thread that may not always be obvious or apparent, but really is the underlying current and theme that's connecting all of these great souls and what has been expressed from their hearts? And there is. As Prabhupada said in that Vyas Puja, you know, the whom we are honoring this evening is not one of many differing exponents of something like that, you know, of various theories. It's not that Gopal Bhatta has one idea, Jayadev got another idea, and another and another. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, Shastra Nipun, like the Goswamis, Nana, Shastra Vicharanai, Kunipuno, see the word Nipun? So Dharma Sangstapako. And why did they do, like, they're just obsessed with esoteria? Right? One of my old friends, we would talk, and he would appreciate what I was saying, but he'd always go, but what about the man on the bus? You know, like sitting next to you. And at one point I said, you know, everything is, that's not our target, actually. Sometimes it is, but not when it comes to these things. They're not trying to express something that pleases the man on the bus. Actually, even the man on the bus will be pleased, but he doesn't know that. When Srila Saraswati Thakur, in some Gaudiya Math business, they meet with a lawyer, and it's about some legal matters and all that, but Saraswati Thakur, as Guru Maharaj, was incessantly preaching Harikatha. In fact, every word that ever came out of his mouth is Harikatha. And like he says, Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam Dharani Taraka Gora Janam Janaka Dikabat Sarasana. And see, there it is again, the theme. Why are they doing it? They're obsessed with esoteric things, or the esoteric. But it says, Lokanam hita karano tribhuvane. Lokanam hita, it means for the benefit of everyone. But they don't know that, right? Janaka dikabatsali snigdabhadam, personification of gravitas, Srila Saraswati Thakur, sometimes even like shudder if you look too long or too closely. He's more affectionate than your own father. In other words, he has your real welfare at heart. Your own father, unfortunately, in most cases, there's some devotee children, but does not have your actual welfare at heart. Although you think, well, what do you mean? You know, no, they have this stereotype idea. I mean, God bless them, but they don't know what is, you know, what is it? Like Sukadev says the same thing about, you know, your question is beneficial. It's good for everyone. It's not just some personal thing you have. and we can talk about it privately. It's the Bhagavatam. He's saying, no, what you've asked, this is the question. So it's for you, but it's for everyone will benefit by hearing this. Oh, Shrota Vyadini Rajendra Ninam something, it's the Hashatam Atmatam Griyashu, and then, anyway, it's in there, second canto, first chapter. So, Saraswati Thakur, at one point the man says, like, are you trying to convert me? Because what should have been just a regular common discussion, he realized, like, he's trying to inject him with the vaccine, right? The Hridrogam vaccine, right? Just like they do, you know, they go, okay, it's gonna be on the count of three. One, two, you know, they take your mind off of it. They give it to you on two, not on three. You're waiting for three, they give it to you on two. So what did that idlet say in his book about, what are they calling it? Something like aggressive mercy? You know, I forget. Something like that. But so Saraswati talk, the man said, are you trying to convert me? And he said, yes. He said, actually, if you, like the nuns used to say, give me your undivided attention. Right? He said, if you could give me your undivided attention, in 5 minutes, you'd be converted. But actually, then you'd realize it wasn't a conversion at all. This is the innate wealth that is within you, waiting to be awakened. Like Krishna Prema, Nitya Siddha, Sadhya Kabanoi, Shravanadi, Sudha Chite, Koroye, Udoy. Udoy means to awaken, like Udila Aruna, Udoy, to awaken. It's well, if does Bhakti Lata Beej mean like, you know, it's not there? No, it's a conceptual seed that hearing which awakens your sense of this prospect. Then you realize you have this inconceivably wonderful innate wealth. Like Guru Maharaj said, it's tantamount or similar to like children who get an inheritance. They don't, when they're very young, right, minors, and they have no idea how wealthy their father is. But they have some idea that, like, oh, he left us something and we're going. And I mean, the good news about that, according to Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, is he says the minimum requirement to get your inheritance is to be alive, right? So there is hope for us, some of us. Anyway, so he's saying that's all you have to, like, to get something, you'd like, so remain alive, and I mean this in the sense of, like, in the association of devotees, like the expression now, woke, awakened, somewhat awakened. We know when you awake from sleep, it's a gradual process of transitioning from illusory dreams into reality. There's a where you're half in, half out, you're a little, you know, but there's a certain point where you're woke to the level of realizing the it was just a dream, and like most dreams, we don't recall them. It's actually not important. It's, you know, it sounds callous to say, but it's not. And if you don't believe me, believe Shakespeare. Right? Out, out, brief candle, life's but a walking shadow, a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. Right? It's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. So, on a lighter note, but that's, he just summed it up right there. So, when you awaken from that dream, it's the dream's only significant when you're in it. Then it's, you know, frightening or important or whatever it is. But when you're out of it, unless it was some extraordinary mystical dream, you don't go like, oh, I want to go back into that, usually. Every now and then, but, you know, not usually. So Udoy awakened what is there, that's through association. So it's saying Krishna Prem, it's not something in this sense that is acquired. It has to be innate. Krishna Prema Nitya Siddha, Sadhya Kabunoi, Shravana, means there's not something you do to get it, other than what? Have the association of those who have it. And then it's awakened. They're not, Prabhupada used to say that about with regard to the Maha Mantra, but it's applicable to all aspects of Krishna consciousness. He said, it's not an artificial imposition on the mind. Guru and Myers would say, the Harinam has not come to take you to a foreign place, but to your home. So when he said to him, and so if you'd give your attention, you'd be converted in 5 minutes, but once that was achieved, you realize it was no conversion at all. Just as someone recently asked me to clarify, when Guru Maharaj told me about all risk and no gain, because to come to his holy lotus feet, in a sense, you could say, I mean, really, I risked everything. But so one day in the afternoon, he's in that, you know, what do you call it, plantation chair, the one with the big, you know, well, that's where he'd sit in the afternoon, and that's looking toward the deities, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundarju. In the morning, he'd be on the other side looking towards Mayapur. But anyway, so it's in the afternoon, and I'd come at that time, and usually the discussion was more light. The morning was the time for an extensive class. And mail would be read to him, or some news would come in. Sometimes Guru, he liked to tap. Right? You know, especially when he's like very happy about something, like tapping on it. And I sat at his lotus feet, and he said many things tapping on that chair. One was, I say reality must be dancing. What do you say? But that's a subject for another time. But this time, he said, you're familiar with the expression, no risk, no gain. And I thought, yes. And I say, that's what I've done. Look, I'm a good boy, you know. I risked everything, and then I got your holy lotus feet, and now I got it, so I couldn't be happier. Yes, I understand that principle, and I didn't actually say all these things. I'm just filling you in on the mood. As Gurudev said, he's expert at setting traps. That's how he would defeat his opponents and debate. And he would count. If he starts counting like this, that's like one fault, two, three. He's making a list of all the things wrong, and he's got them there. And then he goes through them again. And then he sets traps, and then you fall in these traps and you're finished. But you're happy to be trapped in the trap. So he said, and he goes, no, you're familiar with this expression, no risk, no gain. I'm like, yes, Maharaj, yes. He said, and I'm thinking, like, because that's it. That's it. You risk and you get, that's the mood, Prabhu. You know. And he said, you know, but there is a higher stage. And I'm like, oh, really? He said, yes, it's called all risk and no gain. And I'm thinking, like, yeah. Could you just run that by me again? Did you say all risk and no gain? And then Guru Maharaj knows I've fallen in the trap, and he's like, yeah. And I'm thinking, I need to read the fine print on this contract. All risk and no gain? Yes. Now he is really smart. Like he knows I'm totally bewildered because I can't understand how this is going to have a happy ending, that this is going to turn out well. So he said, yes. He said, that is Gopi Bhajan. That is the, let me say, the modus operandi of the Braja Gopis. All risk and no gain. Really? And he said, you see, because we think this world is the substantial thing, and we have very little faith in the spiritual. We think that the prospect being put forward by Krishna consciousness is all risk and no gain. Understand? Did I say before all gain? Yeah, all risk, no gain. So that's what we think. Because we think, this is the substantial world, by golly, you know, you can hammer it, you can make a chair, sit in the chair. And the spiritual stuff, it's like, you know, what's there? Is anybody sure? Was it made out of consciousness or something like that? Vaikunthir prithivadi sakula chenmoy, here the spirit of the world is made out of chenmoy, spiritually enriched consciousness, and enriched with what? The ultimate expression of dedicating tendency. So he's saying, so because they think this world is substantial, I'm risking everything, and that the Krishna conception or God or what is an abstract thing, you can't really get your hands around, arms around, although in Krishna conception, you can. That should be like noted. You think, I'm risking everything and gaining nothing. Right? He's saying, but the Braja Gopis, their mood is, you know, all risk, no gain. They're willing to risk everything to gain nothing. Means they're, it's for the satisfaction of Krishna. Whatever pleases him. The last verse of the Shikshastakam. Asli Shiva Parvatam Panastumam Adarshanam Marmatam Kurotu Va Yatatat Va Vadadatu Lampato Matprana Natastu Sareva Napura. I have no other Lord than you. And that means no other interest also. Not just like Lord as some kind of a word. This is just saying, you are who is important to me. How important? That if what makes you happy makes me sad, I'm okay with that. And then that, we think like, gosh, that you're trying, you know, to convince me that I should, my target should be making someone else happy even if it makes me totally miserable, right? Put that on the website. Like, remember that there was this book, a compendium of bogus gurus. And Ma Yogi and I used to read it for laughs, actually, you know, just like, oh, look at this one, you know. And so they're trying to distinguish between these two Krishnamurtis. There's like Jiddu Krishnamurti, and then there's another one, not so famous. The not so famous one, they have a picture of him there, and he looks so pathetic, like just so tortured. And it says, please turn down the, he says, it says, his teaching, each one, they tell you what their teaching is. And it says, his teaching is summed up, and it has the quote. And it's got this picture of this guy, like just looks so sad. And it says, his teaching was, I cannot help you. And then they say, understandably, he did not have many followers. He's got that picture. I cannot help you. So when we say like, so What we're trying to sell people on is the idea that you'll sacrifice yourself, be a member of the suicide squad, and everything's for Krishna, and if we're crushed by, you know, what he does, it's all good. We have to be honest, we don't feel like that. But the highest devotees feel like that. And really, truly. And that comes from no less than Srimati Radharani. And, you know, like we see with the children, the parents give them something and they throw the food on the floor, laughing. Right? They put it nice and they go, poof. The parents don't say like, we got to get rid of this baby. Actually, maybe they do sometimes, but then they like calm down. I told my mother did not have a good sense of humor, or any sense of humor practically. Little. It only appeared every once a yuga. But I was at the kitchen table with her and I said, I was always trying to figure out what she really thought about me, about my brother, you know, and I said, oh, Mom, you know, B.B. King, the famous blues musician, has a song where he says, ain't no one loves me but my mama, and sometimes I think she could be jiving me too, right? Lying, you know. And my mother started laughing uncontrollably. And I went like, aha. Like the little kid on the YouTube video says to his mother, he says, I only like you when you give me cookies. And his mother says, say that again. She wants to get on camera. So you only like me when I give you cookies, right? Uh-huh. And he has like crumbs on, you know. And she said, you don't like me like other times? No. You know. And she goes, she says, but you know, I love you. And he says, I love you too, but I don't like you all the time. He doesn't know how to lie yet. He just blurted out the truth. I love you too, but I don't like you all the time. Right? So that's the life that we're within. But there's, so we're willing to, out of love and affection for others, sacrifice our own interests and happiness at times. But what about, you know, in its ultimate expression? So just as I told that when Srila Gurudev could no longer eat the full range of prasadam due to his health condition, but the boys, they still cook so many different things. And they would want to bring them to us who are sitting, had the privilege of taking prasadam with Srila Gurudev. But they have to kind of like, it's hard to go by him. I mean, or, you know, like, he's there, you have to go by him and then like, you know. And as I said, normally he doesn't say anything while taking prasadam. But this one day he starts singing the song, you know, but very dramatically, like melodramatically and like exaggerating. And I said, Maharaj, what is that song you're singing? And he said, oh, Maharaj, Radharani is very unhappy. And I'm saying, why is Radharani very unhappy? He said, because Krishna is going to the house of another gopi. But not only that, he's going through her courtyard so that she sees him going to the house of another gopi. And so what he's saying is, it's bad enough these things they're giving to you, that they're not giving them to me. But that they bring them right in front of me and then put them on your plate is intolerable. But my point is that seeing that reminds him of this is what should be noted. The other part's just an excuse. So seeing this ordinary play or activity reminds him of something very, very high and deep. That's the kind of heart substance that's flooding his heart. So we can't begin to imagine the primacy of the position of Srimati Radharani and these painfully candid statements that she makes, but we can know that they are true and that she personifies this level of self-giving, self-sacrifice, dedication. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he wrote in his Arjuna Parayas, Govinda Balabhe Radhe Prate Tamahamsada. It's very beautiful. And you see thematically how they all connect. They're all saying similar things, but like the Thai say, same, same, but different. It's that same substance, but in new expression. That's why it's so beautiful. So Govinda Balabha means the lover of Govinda. And what Krishna saying here is, if you want a connection with me, that's not my department. Like, I can't arrange that. You have to go to her. She arranges that. And I thought, yeah, even in this world, some very high up person, they don't even know their own schedule. Like in Krishna, you could say, Yogamaya is keeping the schedule. And like the people here, if you want to meet with them, you have to talk to their secretary. The secretary knows when they can meet, when they can, if you can, all the things. They don't. So it's the secretary who arranges everything. So in this verse, Gopal Bhatta is saying the same thing that's said by Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, everyone, that the most substantial Krishna connection you can get is through the devotee. That's why we so much lament the disappearance of the devotee, because it is only through them that Krishna consciousness becomes palpable and tangible, real to us. When before joining and Guru Maharaj is observing Gaudiya Math, and he noted, has gone Gaur Purnima, and he goes to see the deity, and as he said, there's one of the like rank and file devotees caring for the deity, and all the senior servitors are upstairs with Srila Saraswati Thakur. So again, to test him, Guru Maharaj said, so the deity, how did he say, represents Krishna, or, you know, he said something like, and he went, what do you say? No, he's Sakshad Bhajanda Nandana Hari. He's Krishna himself, or Gauranga himself. Guru Maharaj said, then why, you're the lowest devotee in the mat, you're tending to the deity, and all the senior devotees are upstairs with your Guru Maharaj. Preparing, the Gaur Purnima is about to take place. That's why I said in first, oh, so the deity some represent, no, he's directly the Lord. Oh, so they're all with the devotee, and they put one man here with the Lord. Why is that? But Guru Maharaj said, this man is trained by Gaudiya Math. Right? And he said, because Mahaprabhu will be appearing in the heart of our Guru Maharaj, and in the most substantial way, meaning more than the deity. And this is what separates a Kanishtha from a Madhyam Adhikari. A Kanishtha Adhikari cannot wrap their head around that notion, that the devotee occupies a superior position to the deity. Without the devotee, there is no deity. There is no holy name. There are none. You go, no, I can get it on Amazon. On Amazon Prime, they have a deal on Krishna Nam right now. Amazon Nam, right? Or Google Nam. No, I can Google and get it. it will be a semblance, not even a semblance is too generous. A shell, Gurwin said, firing blanks. Blank mantra, like when they have the race. Sounds just like a regular bullet, but there's no bullet. Right? Doesn't hit the target. So the position, so here, because we'll say, well, you mean like, wait, there's a deity, and then there's like that devotee I know? Not exactly. First of all, we use this word devotee to mean just about anyone and everyone in connection with and varieties of ways with Krishna consciousness. But sometimes we should think, when we hear the word devotee, we should think Radharani, right? When we hear Nir Mat Saranam Satam, you can't be envious of the devotee. You cannot be envious of her and those who belong to her. She's conducting all service to Krishna. Right? You can, her name is Krishnamoyi, meaning you cannot get more Krishna in a deity or anywhere than from her, with her. There's more Krishna. It's the ultimate, fullest expression of Krishna is only achieved and with her. And sometimes I would think, like, in different ways that makes sense. And one is, when you have a really big person, and by that I mean, like, just big is actually the wrong word, but like, in the sense of, like, you know, the president, a king, a prime minister, that, who, you know, that person. There's got to be a better word, but big. We'll use that. Bigly. Sir Bigly. And that person, we will find, if they speak candidly, they will tell us, they'll say, like, you know, I can't find anyone I can be myself with. Right? It's a simple thing. They go, you know, why? Well, everyone sees me as the president, the prime minister, the king, the, you know. Very often, they're It's a botheration to them, their position. And people can't stop thinking, I'm with the king, I'm with the president, I'm with the prime minister. So they're always seeing them in terms of their position. In that sense, you can say their majestic aspect. The majestic aspect of divinity on this side of the line on the eastern side is Vaikuntha, right? But Krishna reveals candidly in the beginning of Charitamrita to me, saying, if Aishwarya Gyan means awareness, knowledge of the majestic aspect, if that prevents you from your heart opening and giving that flow that I'm ever eager to taste, I'm disappointed. It may be good for you. Sure, it's good for you. But I'm just letting you know, on my side, there's not much there for me. Right? So much so, and he goes on further, that's why he's saying, and he said, you know, when my friends, because he's alluding to Dasya Rasa. Because he's wondering, why does Rupa Goswami only include four or three sometimes? Because like Shanta, Dasya, they don't always make the short list of what he's talking about. So he said, when my friends play with me and challenge me, remember, this is not the arrogance of an atheist or any such thing. This is, they've crossed over that. As Guru Maharaj told me once, he was talking about something, or he's talking about Mother Yashoda, and I said something about Chitraka and Patraka were like considered astral vigors of Dasharatha. And he goes, Chitraka, Patraka, nothing. We're talking of Yashoda. And I said to someone, I said, well, you know, in the Gita, when Krishna says, man mana bhava mad bhakto, we left that a long time ago. I went, oh, all right. Because he's saying, if he's telling you that, that means you're not there yet. You're on the, haven't crossed the threshold. And again, this is all contextual. And when someone's saying, you know, that I'm like speaking against the Bhagavad Gita, or, you know, Lord, I have enough problems. But, so Krishna, although Mahaprabhu is rejecting Bhagavad Gita and Ramananda Sambhad, so it's all contextual, right, to be inoffensive. So Krishna says, when my friends play with me, and then like, because another, how did they get to the point where they can be a friend? Means that majestic aspect of divinity has to go into the background. Well, how do you do that? Well, we say under the influence of Yogamaya. But why would you be under the influence of Yogamaya? I mean, your heart has evolved to a particular level, your core consciousness and the deep heart's core. Right? So now there, who's the supreme reality, the supreme entity? They can look at him and see him as a friend. I mean, that's just too much. It's inconceivable. And really feel that. And not only that, just like a friend, challenge him. They're like, I bet you if we, you know, do this or that, 2 out of 3, I could win. And Krishna, knowing that he's the infinite, he plays on a particular level where he could win, but he could very well lose. And he himself gives the example of losing. And in one sense, you say, oh, he's just letting them win. I don't think it's like that. Sri Krishna, it's, you know, Sri Krishna Karshi Nietzsche song, devotion. Ye prayaso jita jito piyasi taistre lokyam. The devotee defeats the Lord. They actually defeat him. It's not that he just lets them. He cannot defeat them. He cannot defeat their devotion. So the finite brings the infinite under their control. And as Guru Maharaj said, who can be entrusted with that? Right? A finite controlling, we're going like, well, who, you know, the nuclear trigger and, you know, the football and, the, you know, like, we're worried about that. What about some finite person controlling the infinite? But who is that? And not that we think of a refiner, but Yashoda, who's wholly given over to him. Her only pleasure is his pleasure. They can control the infinite. And he's dancing. They go dance. He dances. The elderly gopis were told, they go, Krishna, dance. Dance for us. Like we play with the dog and he does little things. They play with Krishna like that. And he starts dancing, and they go, oh, bring the, I can't reach, can you bring that? And he picks that thing, brings to them. Sometimes what he tries to bring is too heavy. He can't lift it. The omnipotent cannot lift it. Like these morons. That's what it is. The morons, not the Mormons. They would say, like, can God make a stone so heavy he can't lift it? Yeah, and then he can make one that so that he can also lift, like Govardhan, right? But he can, so Krishna, as a child, he cannot pick up something that they ask for. It's too heavy, because it's a Prakriti Leela. And we're told, what did he do? He touches it to his head, like out of respect. But when he said, but when my friends play with me and challenge me and defeat me, ye prayaso jito jito piyasi ajita, Krishna is defeated by the devotee. Ajita means unconquerable, cannot be defeated, is defeated by devotion, right? Not like he pretends to. He's defeated by devotion. He actually is. And then in their play, the victors ride on the shoulders of the losers. So, and I thought about this, that in the majestic pastimes, and they're beautiful, they're beyond beautiful, but just, you know, as Guru Maharaj, with tatastha vichara, with a bowed head, folded palms, you know, Krishna rides on the shoulders of Garuda. Okay? And Garuda's like, how to have the Lord on your shoulders and you're flying, it's an inconceivably wonderful thing. I mean, that's his seva. He has Krishna riding on his shoulders, sometimes Krishna and Rukmini, you know, and many things. Or and Satyabhama, others, you know. But that's ecstatic. And that's the with the love and affection of Garuda has brought the Lord in that way. So he's reciprocating what is coming from the heart of Guru. And it's so beautiful, enchanting, charming. Right? But here in Charitamritam, saying something, I don't know if you can find it elsewhere. Saying, Krishna saying, but when I'm defeated by the devotees, I have a devotee ride on my shoulders. And you don't know how ecstatic that makes me feel. It's like, volare, you know. Krishna's like, whoa. He's flying. And he's got a devotee on his, he's saying, that I want. It's a wonderful thing to ride on the shoulders of Garuda. But when I have a devotee on my shoulders, I can't convey to you, express to you, how happy that makes me. So then he's ratcheted up a level. And then he goes further. And maybe just skips one part. And says, this verse with the Bartsan means curse thing, that Radharani, maybe Krishna went to the courtyard to the house of another gopi. And that would require an explanation that's beyond me. But Gurudev could explain it. But anyway, because it's all meant to just increase bomb above, to bring out Krishna wants to get the higher devotees riled to bring out these sweeter, hotter sentiments, to add some chili to the mix. So he says, when my beloved, and he means by that Srimati Radharani, curses me. Sometimes she says what could be seen as like offensive things. He's saying, it's so sweet to my ear that it steals my mind away from the reverential hymns of the Vedas. Now, what are the Vedas saying? You know, yato va imani bhuta, he's that from which everything has come, by which it is maintained, and what it will enter into ultimately. And they're saying, how great he is, his innumerable incarnations, avatars, he's come to save everyone. He came and they're telling so many extraordinary ones, and praising him like 108 shikas, flames, illuminating Upanishads, illuminating Krishna conception, and you know, Nikhila Shruti Murali Ratnamala. Rupa Goswami says, they say the supreme sound is Krishna Nam. And it's so beautiful, actually, and liberating to hear and to contemplate. But Krishna says, But when Radharani is cursing me, right, saying, in other words, saying horrible things to me, it's so sweet to my ear. I can't hear those hymns saying how great I am. She's saying how not great you are. And you think, that I can't resist. These hymns, you know, they're appropriate. But what she says, what comes from her heart, I forget all this other stuff. And that's got me. Right. So Gopal Bhatta, and who is he? Radhe Vrindavan Adishe Korunamrita Vahini. Korunamrita Vahini. She's like a nectarine river, from the unknown corner coming into this plane of compassion. Korunamrita Vahini. Radhe Vrindavan Adishe Korunamrita Vahini. So he's praising Radha Dasyam, the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, as all in all, the target of all the substantial Rupanuga line. But to let us know how great is Srimati Radharani. Right? See, Chaitanya Charitamritam, as Guru Maharaj said, it is the greatest literature to have ever seen the light of day in all time, all space, and all creations. That is the book through which everything else can be understood. Gita, Bhagavatam, anything else must be through the lens of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why? Because, you know, Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, his other self, Srup Damodar, he wrote the notes, Raghunath Das expanded them, and they extended it to Krishna Das. It's incomparable. Srupam, you know, Jagatatulyam, Srupam Bibhranu Jagatatulyam Advaita Dvaita. Rupa Goswami Chaitanya says, Srup Damodar's position is Atulyam, incomparable. So, in the Ramananda Samvad, like another thing with Guru Maharaj, I said to Gurudev, is Guru Maharaj like so-called legally blind? So he listened to the radio to hear the news, Gurudev or Hari Chan read him the newspaper. Then I thought, so I said, does Guru Maharaj ever read any books? You know. And I think, like, all of this is coming out of him. I've never seen him read a book. One great literary critic said of someone he admired so much, he said, his reading reached a level where it was just no longer necessary. But which is what I thought of Guru Maharaj, but I said to Guru Maharaj, does he ever read any books? And Gurudev said, no. And I thought, gee, so he hasn't read a book in 40 years. Last time he read a book was like for the Prapanna Jivanamritam, you know, in 1941 or something. And now it's 82. And then Gurudev said, there is one. He has me read to him from time to time, repeatedly. And I said, what's that? He said, Ramananda Samvad, chapter 8, Madhilila. And Guru Maharaj said, that is where his ontological method comes from. And he said, that everything that he is expressing comes from there. So he would revisit that from time to time. And there, Mahaprabhu wants to hear from Ramananda, really, how great is Radharani. He's Radha Baba Dutu Subolita, but still wants to hear. And It has to be done via shorthand. Right? Just like sutra-like in a sense. But one of the ways he does this is by quoting the works of Srila Jayadev Goswami. So we're told, this Rasa Leela, some places says there are billions of gopis, other places trillions. Because as Guru, only Guru Maharaj is saying, like, because the Rasa Leela is like open to all the groups. As we said, when Govinda sloka in the middle, Rupa Goswami, and the Praise Dali Bhi, Savior Mano, the only exclusive group, Radharani and her group, are mentioned there. But in the Gopi, Sriman Rasa Rasa Rangbi, Bangshi Bhatta Tatasti, like open, all the groups. So billions, trillions of gopis. And remember, these gopis, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Tabis, Tabiri Eva Nijarupa Tayakalabi. As Krishna expands and Radharani expands, these gopis are inconceivably beautiful. They're all beautiful. And they all have their unique, as the body is the biological expression of the soul's delusion, the swaroop is the form expression of the soul's dedication. So how beautiful they are, and they're all unique, and their beauty, and their look, and their quality, and their chinmoy garments, everything. A trillion of them. I mean, Krishna is the Adi Purusham. Right. Original, supreme. He knows everything about enjoyment. Right. Rasa Raj. And so, what did Brahmananda say? While this dance is going on, we hear that at one point, Vishakha, who's a great singer, dancer, like Lalita Vishakha, she sings in that, and everyone's like, oh, I've never seen anything that wonderful, that beautiful, extraordinary, which leads Lalita Sakhi to start singing and dancing. And that's exceeds Vishakha, you can say. And then everyone's like, what could be, nothing could be better than that. Nothing could surpass that. And Krishna's saying, he's in agreement. Yes, this is as good as it gets, right? In our infinite pastimes that are ever increasing. And Radharani's saying, like, oh? Guru Maharaj's deity named Gandharva. Said, why? She's singing and Gandharva means like the Gandharva. She's singing and dancing to keep Krishna enchanted. And not just maintenance enchantment, but, you know, mind bewildering, Madan Mohan Mohini type bewilderment. So Radharani starts singing and dancing. And this is the most inconceivably beautiful, wonderful thing anyone's ever seen or heard. But taking it that Krishna, like, so you think I'm one of the gopis of the trillion? So she's so superior singing and dancing, and Krishna's probably momentarily bewildered, and then she leaves in a huff at the equal treatment. There you go. And there's say a trillion minus one. Right? So you can think like hardly noticeable. Right? A trillion minus one. Right? But Krishna, he's saying, like, what happened? And they're saying, why? He's saying, the whole quality of this experience is like going down. What happened? It's no longer so relishable. Not to say that it's nothing, but he observed the whole quality of the experience, the quality has gone down. As Guru Maharaj said, quality gives us relief from mathematics. One can be greater than a trillion in this type of math. So, what is Ramananda quote? Jayadev Goswami. One line from Gita Govinda. Radham Adaya Hridaye Tatyaja Brajasundari. Radham Adaya Hridaye. His heart belongs to Radharani. Tyag, he gave up a trillion minus one for one and went in search of that one. That's how, that's spiritual math, to show this one, what are her qualities? Like, and then you say, you could even think like, so you mean she's equal to a trillion gopis? No, it's just a number to work with. She's so, Krishna cannot estimate her qualities. But this helps us understand that she cancels a trillion gopis, Braja gopis, of the highest quality in order, a trillion of them. Krishna leaves behind to go search for this one because of her superior qualities, infinitely superior qualities. And to stay with Jayadev, in his poem, he's writing his poem, we know, Gita Govinda, we're told. Like, again, Charitamritam is so perfect. There's like one or two verses there. Kaviraj Goswami gives you a couple verses from Ujjala Nilamani, Govinda Lilamritam. Mentions Vidyapati and Chandidas, and hardly a line to be found from them. So what does that tell you? You know, like, oh, then I got to get a copy of that. No, you don't. Unless you just want to worship it, put it on yourself and like do a puja or something. But that he's selected a few means that's what you give your attention to. And if you can appreciate the few that he's given exposure to, then something further could be considered. So, and then an example also, and like in the West, the poets, you know, and the English poetry took the Italian forms to express and all that, and the great poets there. And I don't mean to demean them in any way. I revere them. But they speak of assonance, alliteration, you know, the within, and different types of rhymes and all these things. And it's true and it's wonderful. I also employ it from time to time. But in the poetry of Jayadev, when Mahaprabhu would hear this, he would go into an ecstatic trance for 9 hours at what it flood, the emotions flooding his heart. But the beauty of it, Gurudev would sometimes, what did Manasa Krishna Prabhu say? He said, good for chanting but not telling, or in other words, like, I can chant this but I'm not going to explain it. And I'll say, I'm going to chant this, and I couldn't explain it, so you don't have to worry. But just the sound of it is so beautiful. And if you listen, first I'll just say it, and then point out something and say it again. Lalita lavanga lata parishilana kamala malaya samire maru karabhi karakarambita ko kila kujita kunja kutire. So if you listen to it, it's like la 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 lalita lavanga lata parishilana kamala la 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 kamala samire, then ka 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 maru karabi kara karambita kokila maru kara maru karabi kara karambita kokila ka ka ka, so la 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 ka 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 ka, and then what? Kunjita kuja kutire ku ku ku, like the kokils we have here. So la 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 ka 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 ku ku ku, it's so beautiful. That's just like what's going on that level. We can't even, if it's so beautiful there, whatever's being expressed there, I'm not bothered by not knowing, you know. And it's enough for me to know that when Mahaprabhu would hear this, it would cry incessant tears and it would put him in a trance. So until my guru Varga explains that to me, I'm quite content. And not eager to hear it from, oh, so-and-so, one girl, someone. She said, Maharaj, can you tell me about the Rasa Leela? And I go, no, we can't talk about it. He goes, no, and it was in Calcutta. He goes, no, but a man on the bus was explaining it to me. Oh, that guy on the bus, right. Who we're supposed to, like, target. Right. So when Jayadev, and see, the humility of the, he's like, when they count the poets, like with they go like 1, 2, and I think, I don't even know if they get the 3, it's like 2.5 or something. But Jayadev's certainly in there. And, oh, I was gonna say, so Mahaprabhu, where we're told, what does he read behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda? Gita Govinda, Krishna Karnamritam, Jagannath Balabha Natak, Songs of Vidyapati, Chandidas. And what did I leave out? That's really what it is, you know. So so this Gita Govinda, right? And he's so great, but he doesn't assume anything. That's what's, like Gurudev, he's so great, but like something would come up, he would sometimes like, make anonymous phone calls to lower level devotees in other places, like just to see what they were saying. And then factor that in with his calculation. He didn't think, oh, I'm Govinda Maharaj, trained by Guru Maharaj, you know, lauded by Swami Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, you know. No, he's saying like, I have to carefully consider this and meditate, think, and pray. Is it right or not? So Jayadev, he's not thinking, you know, I am arguably one of the greatest poets of all time. Anything I write is gold, golden, inspired. He doesn't think like that. So we're told this, that in love affairs, we observe it in this world, but it's mentioned by Rupa Goswami that sometimes there's a cause for anger. Like the gopi going through the courtyard, you know, to the Krishna going through the courtyard to the house of another gopi. But sometimes there is no cause. There's no legitimate reason. It's just a mood. So anyway, he has to consider all these things. And he's writing and got some flow, the inspiration's coming, you know. And then he writes, he thinks of writing something and like, I'm getting carried away. This is too much. I need to take a break, put down the quill or the scribe, whatever, you know, and like go bathe, take a little prasada, maybe rest a little, you know, think about that. This is too much. Yeah, like, maybe it might even be offensive. Right, and I'm going to have operad in my poetry. No. And what he's referring to is in these loving quarrel of Radha and Krishna, that at one point Krishna realizes that he's behaved inappropriately and he feels apologetic and he bows down, he gets on his hands and knees and touches the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and begs forgiveness. And that's when you're like, this is my imagination, or I'm going insane, I'm losing my mind, or this is an egoist exercise, like stop. So he doesn't write that. He like put the pen down, you know, step away from the palm leaf. You know. So he goes to bathe and then takes some prasadam. You know. And while he's doing that, Krishna takes the form of Jayadeva Goswami, like perfectly, to a hair, DNA, you know, and beyond. That's a, write that down for Tao, DNA and beyond. A series of lectures, sonorous lectures, sleep aids. Anyway, so he goes, then Krishna comes. And he writes in these words, Dehi Padapallavam Uddharam. And then puts the pen down, and then Jayadev's wife sees her husband and serves him. And the custom in that time, the wife serves the husband, and then after he's done, then she takes. So she's, and you're like, oh, such appetite he has today, increase, you know, like, oh, have more, you know, and like he's relishing all of this, because Krishna, Bhava Grahi Janardana, he's, he can't resist devotion. It's not an act. Right? He's really enjoying this. It's what he does. Right? So then he goes to the room, and, you know, vanish. And then Padmavati, now she's taking, that's Jayadev's wife. You know. Then the, I know, I was going to say the real Jayadev, but I'm not even sure, but Jayadev comes back from it, and he sees his wife eating, and that's like not the custom. And he goes, why are you eating now? I haven't taken anything. And she's going, what? No, you, what do you mean? You've ate so much. And I'm like, no, I've not eaten a thing. He said, my dear husband, you finished your manuscript, and seemed to be pleased with what you'd written there, then you bathed, came here, took present. What, no, I could not finish. No, you finished. And he goes and sees, and in the manuscript he sees, written by Krishna, probably in his handwriting though, he's a great forger, that Krishna. Right? Dehi Padapallavam, he wrote that. What Jayadev was hesitate thought, did not trust what was coming from his heart. Right? We say, you know, Riddayena binu gato yo dharmasta nibodata. But the higher devotees, they don't trust that, in a sense. They only trust the hearts of other devotees. They think, what has come to me? It's suspect. But they no, Prabhu, we think it's something real and wonderful. Then they go, oh, how fortunate I am. The Vaishnavas say that this has substance. Then maybe it does. It must. I have faith in them. Vaishnavi pratista tate korunishta. When that pragmatist said, we should concern ourselves with the opinions of those who matter. And he means to make a case for humanism. And I thought, like, no, you're right. Then, you know, Vox Populi is not Vox Dei. And I don't mean to be insensitive in a normal sense of the world, but the opinion of these people, and if you have any experience at all in the world, you know it doesn't matter. You know? So whose opinions matter? Vaishnavi pratista tati koronishta. The Vaishnavas. What is their opinion? Right? So, I don't mean we should be cruel or callous. Like, I shouldn't have to, like, give a footnote every 5 minutes that I'm speaking in a particular context. Right? People need to, like, move on and understand the value of negativity and stop with all the positive stuff. That will be another talk. Superconductors of negativity. Negativity is humility. But, so, then that Jayadev seeing, like, what I hesitated to express. I was not overly confident in my own assessment of things. Krishna wrote, and like, oh my God, he wants people to know this. That he gets on his hands and knees and bows down and touches the lotus feet of Radharani and begs her forgiveness. He wants the world to know that. He wants it to be broadcast from the mountains, right? That's the kind of Lord he is, and that's how great she is. But we would be remiss if we didn't say, the other thought, Kim Padante, that Guru Maharaj would quote from Rupa Goswami's Padmavati, were saying that Radharani always wins. That we should know. She always wins. When Krishna wants to do that and those things, and he's like, I'm a, and she says, what are you doing? Have you lost your mind? I am the offender. Everyone says, I have so much devotion to you, and I am the greatest. Radhe, Radhe. He said, it's not true. I'm a fraud. I couldn't give myself to you. Na prema gandasti darapi me horo krandami so bhagya param vikashitam. I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema, what to speak of a drop of that divine substance. That resonates in the heart of Mahaprabhu. Those are the things from Radharani he's expressing. Not erotic, that's likely to be interpreted as mundane. Never. These things, Saraswati Thakur would meticulously suppress any emotion lest neophytes be misled. Right. There are very rare occasions, like they saw, he was just looking at the Chaitanya Bhagavat being proofread, and they saw like all these different ecstatic symptoms and waves go over his divine form while he is doing his best to suppress them. Ahoy tukya pratyata, Guru Maharaj means it's irresistible, causeless and irresistible. So the first line of defense for the devotees is to resist. And if you can resist it, it's not that thing. If it cannot be resisted, it may be. Then again, you may be cheating yourself into thinking it is. And he says, Krundami so bad. But well, what, you don't have a drop, but we see Ganga like tears pouring out of your eyes. And Guru Maharaj would say, Mahaprabhu was saying, oh, you don't know. That is to deceive the innocent public into thinking I'm a Krishna Das and that I have some affection for Krishna. But it's not true. It's to deceive people that I'm crying and showing these things. That's from Mahaprabhu, who's Radha Bhava Dyuti, enveloped in the heart of Radharani, and the radiance of that heart has turned Shyama Sundar into Gauranga Sundar. So, that's Saraswati Thakur, who meticulously suppressing any display of emotion, lest neophytes be misled. Guru Maharaj said, in behind closed doors with a select group of disciples, when he would quote the Vilapa Kusumanjali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, his prayers in separation from Rupa Sanatana, and Srimati Radharani herself, he said, he would start wailing uncontrollably. And what are those slokas? What are Ashavare Amrita Sindhu Mayi Katanchit Kalo Mayati Kamita Kila Sampratami Tom Chait Kripa Mayi Vidasa Naiva Kimme Prane Rajema Chaboro Oru Bakarinapi. He's saying, Ashabari, my aspiration is the service of your holy lotus feet. Guru said, a direct prayer to Radharani. Right? Is that appropriate? She's the devotee, she, ultimate. She is the, you know, Ujjwala Rasa Acharya. She's the guru. She is guru in the ultimate sense. All gurus who are real and substantial are but her surrogates and delegated representatives. So he's praying to guru, but the supreme guru, and saying, my aspiration is to serve your holy lotus feet. And without that, what is the value of my life? More important than my life, Vrindavan. More important than Vrindavan, Krishna. Krishna is a dreadful thing without you. That beautiful, inconceivably beautiful Shyamasundara Krishna, without you, Bakarinapi, a demon killer, the demon killer, not the sweet Krishna. So that verse would bring this waves of ecstatic emotions from him, again saying how important is her position. So to conclude, so all the devotees, they know you don't get more quality and when I said about the person saying, oh, I can't find someone I can be myself with. And in this, again, I'm speaking highly contextually. So even as, you know, Vaikuntha Narayan, that's not the fully inconceivably beautiful, no doubt, but not the lacking the sweetness of Krishna, right? Madhura, Tulya, Prema, how's it going, you know, Sarvadbhuta, Chamatkara, Lila Kalolabharati, Atulya, Madhura, Prema, Murali, Kalikujita. He's done there like, it would seem like, if you don't read this properly, you know, like Rupa Goswami saying like, why is Krishna so vastly superior to, you know, Vaikuntha Narayana? Like, well, he plays the flute. Or it says in the book, like, he has sweet pastimes with his devotees. That's not what it says. It says he has Madhura Rasa pastimes. I understand why it was like, put as sweet. But it's saying only the erotic principle only exists in full expression in Krishna Leela, if you had to spell it out. In Krishna, not in Vaikuntha Narayan. There is no Eros and Vaikuntha. Right. So, anyway, why did I say that? Because
when Sekuru was uncontrollably wailing.
No, and after that?
My aspiration, Raghunandas.
After that, Krishna. Why is it a dreadful thing? All right, dreadful. He's not the sweet Krishna. So that sweet Krishna, Kandarpakoti Kamani Avishesha Shobham, is only fully expressed in the present. Radharani is the one that Krishna can be himself with. He's holding back in every other way. And Ram Lila is constrained by Niti, Rajniti. Okay? And other avatars, they have a purpose. Or it's some kind of Lilic play. Ekpatni Ramachandra, one wife in Ram Leela. Dwaraka, 16,108 queens. That Seva's expanded to 16. But what about Parakya? Do you have to go to Mathura Vrindavan for that? Right. And what is that? The forbidden element makes it even sweeter. I mean, I grew up in southern Maryland. There were these tobacco farms and horses, but also apple orchards. And these farmers, they would like write their own signs, like, no trespassing, violators may be shot. You can't actually do that, but they would like, you know, $250 fine. And what we would do is like, no, And we'd climb over the fence and go up the tree, pick the apples, come back, go back over the fence, and then run away and hide under the tree, like, with our hearts pounding and everything, and we're eating these apples. And we thought, these are the best. But actually, we have apples at home, on a bowl on the table. Apples, bananas, oranges, peaches, all kinds of fruits. But why did we think these were better? Because they were forbidden and stolen. And the amount of risk that was involved, we risked getting shot by somebody to get them. Hearts pounding, you know. So they were just so much better than the ones like sitting on the table at home, in the bowl, looks like a painting. So and so this is only fully expressed in Krishna consciousness. I just conclude with this, that so Guru said, all risk, you know, no risk, no gain, all risk, no gain, Gopi Bhav, like that. Then he said, but he said, just like in another context, he said, when you go east, automatically you're withdrawing from west. Like people will say, you know, like, how do I know if I'm making progress? You know, like, well, when you go east, automatically you're withdrawing from west. It's simultaneous. To the degree you've gone east, you've withdrawn from west. So he's saying, when, you know, it appears to be all risk and no gain, because like Dali said, when they said, Dali, Salvador Dali, do you believe in God? He said, yes, but I have no faith. An honest answer. So he's saying, because we have no faith, we think it's all, I'm risking everything, and what am I gaining? But as in the association of devotees and genuine Vaishnavas, as your faith starts to grow, then the hold that this world, the stranglehold it has on the heart, and starts to be loosened. Vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarva sankshaya. So then he said, then you start to realize, as the shift takes place, and you realize, what's here? All of this will vanish. It's only even, you know, the talking about quarks and this, like, it's not even really here in another sense. And it's just, and it will all certainly vanish. But we can live in the plane of our faith. You see? So what appeared to be all risk and no gain converts into all gain and no risk. You didn't risk anything. It was only this deluded, egoistic imposition upon persons, places, things of this world that we thought we owned or meant something to us. I'll say, when, as you start appreciating this substance and lose, that's what man shunyata means. The reason they don't get angry is like, for who? About what? Nobody here matters in that sense. It's not that they're callous, they want to help these people, but they care about what the Vaishnavas think, but not what the ordinary people will think. They're mad, right? They would think Einstein is crazy. But like Prabhupada said, who's crazy? Is Einstein crazy? Or the guy who thinks Einstein is crazy is a fool? He can't understand those things. That's all. It's beyond you. It doesn't mean there's something there, nothing there. So some similarity is there. But all I mean to just say in conclusion is, through Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jayadev Goswami, a line, if we, like all I mentioned was a line, half a line tonight, like if you add together what I said for them, it was like half lines. And how much is there to be extracted? And it's delivering the same divine substance. And how much Mahaprabhu relished the Gita Govinda behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. So it's our good fortune to say even a line from there. And what to speak of, the Das Avatar Stotram, we're allowed to sing that. We sing that. And maybe one or two others, something. And some of the slokas are there. Vishvesham Anuranjanena Janayan Ananda Mindivara. Krishna's the same. The way he looks, appear like his form is a madurot, it has ananga, it's saying, like, how do you say, like a visual feast for the senses of the Brajagopis. Something like that. That's a line from there. Anyway, it's so beautiful. And just to know, and little bits and pieces from here and there, and you hear the sweetness of what he composed comes through in the sound vibration of it. And here and there, from Charitamritam or Guru Varga, couldn't be more wonderful. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami, like, why did Sanatan and Jiva have to, like, structure his notes? I imagine him, like, he's so madly extracting, he didn't have time, you know, like, to do that. He's like, oh, look at this, here's another one, I found it, you know, like, they're just stacking up, and to the floor, to the ceiling, you know, he's like buried, and then like, Sanatana and Jiva come in, and you're like, wow. And then they go like, okay, all right, these will go here, all right, I got another one, all right, yeah, put that one over there, and then they make the Hari Bhakti Vilas, you know. It's one way of looking at it, but I think Gopal, like, madly extracting nectar, and it's just like getting all over the place. You know, he didn't have enough time to put it in a container. You know? And just to conclude, I know I said that five times. This is my fifth conclusion and last conclusion. Is that on the Sringa Chaturdasi, and again, devotees are always appreciating the devotion of other devotees. And you think, oh, Prahlad Maharaj is such a great devotee. The Lord, like, came out of stone for him and full force and protected his. It's so beautiful, but like, because of the heart of Prahlad, he came out of stone. And he thought, and who am I? A stone-hearted man with no devotion, nothing. And he goes to sleep, but thinking, but Prahlad's so great. The Lord came out of the stone. Man, I'm just a stone-hearted man. No devotion do I have, no Lord appear to me. But we know his South Indian Brahmin, they worship shalagrams. He had 12 shalagrams, they're like big ones. And in the middle of the night, there is a dream, saying, Gopal Bhatta, wake up. Check your deities. And he goes, 1, 2, 3. And they have different names, 11. Oh no, the 12th one is missing. Oh no. Then he sees Radha Raman. So for him, from the Sheol, the Lord appeared. And such that although the deity, I mean, from a material is like, appears to be one of the most powerful deities you will ever see in all time and space, but deceptively small, but so powerful and so beautiful, the form, which was visible at various times of the year. And that's Gopal Bhatta's deity. And the Radharaman Goswamis, they recognized Saraswati Thakur. And Gaudiya Mata was forever thankful to them and expressed gratitude. And I just say one thing, when Vishwambar Goswami, who was the mayor of Vrindavan, and he's since passed, and next generation, but I just come from Navadi, and they were always, he slept in my bed in California. He visited, and Guru Maharaj said, it's okay, and, you know, mayor of Vrindavan, Radharama, you know. And So we were talking once, and I was just so overwhelmed having just been with Guru Maharaj, and maybe not the most considerate, because we're in Vrindavan, but I wanted to say something about the glories of Navadvip. You know, and I was like, because he's like, Vrindavan. I said, yes, yes, Vrindavan. And I said, but, you know, like, Prabodhanat Yatayata Gauravadharva. I said, you know, every atom of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. And he said, you're a disciple of Sridhar Maharaj, aren't you? And yeah, and then, oh, now I understand. Saying every atom of Navadvip can give Vrindavan in full. That's Guru Maharaj, and that's the truth. Yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punirasi tatat tatot sarputi hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. Give your Astasaki Tungavidya, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Gopal Bhatta's uncle, says, give your full attention to lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Like Bhaja Gauranga Nityananda says the same. Why? Because he knows. What is that? Vindeta Bhattam Kritapunya. Kritapunya means, who will do this? Those who are Sukriti Ban, Sumedasa. In the words of the Bhagavatam. They'll get it. Refined theistic intellect, Guru Maharaj said. Why? Why would they will concentrate on Gauralila? Because Gauralila is the entrance to Krishna Lila. Navadvip is the entrance to Vrindavan, and the Nam Sankirtan is the Rasa Lila in distribution mode. Right? And Gaur Gadadhar is Radha Krishna's Acharya Lila. So he's saying, if you give your full attention to lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then what happens as a consequence? Tata tutop sarputi hridya kasmat. What begins to flow in your heart? The Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi starts to flow in your heart. That means the nectarine service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And you spring out of the soil of Vrindavan. Like Krishna, Krishna mantra hoite, Krishna nama hoite have Krishna racharan. In service to the holy lotus feet of Krishna. That is the lift to the top, the elevator that bypasses all the floors. And my Guru Maharaj said, it's like, you put your coin here and your ticket comes out the other side. Put your coin, your serving capital and serving the holy lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, and get your ticket for Vrindavan. And now I actually will conclude. Hare Krishna.